let me in. Mr. Cab Driver, don't like my kind of skin. Mr. Cab Driver, you're never gonna win. Mr. Cab Driver won't stop to pick me up. Mr. Cab Driver.
10:35 is our time. Last night in London City Council, in a debate we had on this program last week, whether or not Uber should have the same requirements as taxis in that community. Last night, City Council voted 7-6 to not require its drivers to install dashboard security cameras. Some would say they caved in to Uber's ultimatum. Matt Brown, the mayor, said it's not perfect, it's progress, and we will revisit it time and time again. Joining us on the program to talk about this, Roger Carancy, you are a spokesperson for one of the taxi companies, is that right?
No, the London Taxi Association.
London Taxi Association, that's right. I get it wrong. I'm so sorry, Roger.
All right,
I apologize.
No,
all right, so obviously disappointed in last night's vote. Were you surprised? Although I'm reading the article by Patrick Maloney, and he said one of the councillors flip-flopped on the matter. So
He did, Tom. And that is, you know, I've always been one. I served my 10 years on council. It's always best to be open and frank with people. And Councillor Van Holst, I sat with him on another issue a week or so ago, and he told me straight out he felt so much pressure on this. He was worried about what Uber would do, and he didn't like being having to make decisions such as this. And, you know, I'll put it right out there. He was scared to make it to side against them, and he decided to flip-flop on it. So that is very troubling to me, somebody who's duly elected such as he was to represent his constituents in his ward. And somebody who decided one way did not stick to his principles just because he was scared of what a company could do to him. And that is what Uber's intent was when they threatened the city with pulling services. Uber has been an outlawed company, and all of a sudden we're supposed to feel sorry for them for coming into a marketplace and disregarding the rules for 18 months. That's troubling to me.
All right, so what is next then? Was there not a proposal, maybe not a proposal, but was there not some talk last week that if Uber stays, cabbies are going? I'm like, is that going to happen?
No, there was, Tom. There was the announcement was made, but we quickly walked that back because of the fact that was not the right thing to do. You've noticed what's happened in other centers that have had taxi strikes. You only end up hurting the people that you service, and I got the group together and said this is going to be very difficult for the industry if we go forward with this, and they saw through it better. They were, I think, very frustrated with Uber's approach to threaten the city, and they thought maybe we had to do something, but we did not do that. We will not do that.
All right. So if this is not required of Uber, should is there a way to, in your opinion, level the playing field? Should cameras be taken out of cabs? Although a proposal last night, only those who hail rides from the street, not a prearranged pickup, would require it. What do you think would really, if this is not going forward, what would re-level the playing field then?
I want to start out first by saying it's a totally false argument on Uber's behalf that they are safe because they know who the people who get in their cars are. Our bylaw enforcement people who have charged numerous Uber drivers have taken rides by using false names, false email addresses, no pictures presented to the Uber drivers, and credit cards that did not belong to those individuals. So there it goes. That debunks Uber's thoughts that their app is safer than anything else. The issue of you'll only have violence in taxis because they carry cash. Well, that is not true because we've had a lot more violence because people are either drunk or stoned on drugs, and they would cause problems when they get into a car. So, you know, there's Uber drivers. Don't tell me they don't have cash or something that somebody may want. The cameras have proven to be, even though we did not want them when they were installed in 2009, we were against that. The drivers were against that, but they saw it very quickly. The positive effects it has on making sure that clients and customers stay in line, and know that they're being filmed every second, and if they had some intention to do something, they think differently, and they won't. So we've seen the benefits. We know the benefits, and that's why we thought this, the consumer safety is the number one concern, and that's the way we went.
Are you going to keep, I mean, someone brought up the point last week, if you cared about the customers, you will keep the cameras in all the cars, and there's maybe the way to differentiate yourself with other competitive services like an Uber. Listen, we even have cameras in our cars, and that would show the customers that, to you, safety is important.
That is an angle, Tom. It's a very good angle. Again, our concern was for customers of all vehicles for hire. There's a very well-documented case that happened in December, just outside the city of London, where an Uber was dispatched from London, where the driver sexually assaulted and confined the person to the vehicle. You know that has happened in Toronto. I can tell you, again, since cameras have been put in cars, that in taxis, that has cut down on many, many incidents. And it's hard to measure something that hasn't occurred. We just know that we've gotten a lot less violent incidents today than before. So, yes, it's a good thing. I know that the demographic for Ubers are people who are younger. If we're to play to their, to their parents and say, you know, do you trust your son or daughter getting into a vehicle that does not have a camera? Things are going to happen, and it's unfortunate. And counselors are going to have to answer to people and say, well, why you had the opportunity to do this? And we don't know, Tom. And this is a question that we never saw asked. And yes, we understand it's a legal issue, but if you take something of that provides safety, a safety feature in a vehicle, and you then take that out or you don't allow it into a car that, in essence, essentially, they do the exact same thing we do, you don't provide that extra safety feature, is the city open now up to a major liability if something does occur? And I wouldn't want to know the answer to that in the positive, because if that is, then the city's going to be paying out possibly millions of dollars to settle some claim that may come along in the future.
Has any one of your companies that you represent, do they have the ability to offer what Uber has, in that I can get a ride, I can pay with an app, I know the exact amount it's going to be? One of the things that people like about it is the cost certainty and the ability for a non-cash secure transaction to happen between me and the driver. Is that possible now with taxis in London?
Tom, London has always been, we believe, to be an innovative leader in this country. We have had a company, one particular company, that has had an app for over 4 years, or approximately 4 years, that does veritably the same thing that Uber's app does, and people seem to have forgotten that. Now, where we have fallen down on that is advertising that, and that is something that I've mentioned many times to the various companies, that we have to do a better job of letting people know that that is there. But there are two companies in London that operate with that right now. I know that there are other companies looking at bringing on their own apps. They don't want to be beholden to a company such as Uber. You hear, chapter and verse on many publications of the problems that they do have amongst the drivers and the company, and they don't want to be a part of that. So, no, we've operated under the rules that are in place with an app for about 4 years. So we've done it.
What's next in this fight? What do you go back and tell, the taxi association? What are you going to do next? Obviously, Uber has won this round. What's the response?
We're going to, regroup, sit down and talk and discuss what our options are. We have some options that we know that we can pursue, and we may likely do that. But until we have that decided, until we've had a fulsome discussion on that, I can't divulge that right now. But we will let you know when the time comes.
Roger, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today.
Tom, anytime. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
10:44 is our time. Tom. Boy, the commentary on this. Tom, go easy on your fellow Viking Roger. I don't think he had a great Valentine's Day. Well, that was not a Valentine's Day gift. From London City Council to Uber with love. Tom, is Kuranci going to stick around for the entire interview? He does have a habit of quitting things partway through. Example, his recent aborted run for mayor. No, he stuck around the entire time. Tom, BS Roger and Chief Bylaw Officer Orest Cadillac, fake name and fake credit card equals free Uber rides for everyone. They're a tech company. Tom, Roger seems to be a bully on this issue from the get-go. Now he's pouting. He needs to move on from the taxi association. He has done nothing but harm to the industry, then his appointment. Roger talks about a level playing field, so ask him, will cab drivers accept credit card deals only, no cash deals anymore, no tips allowed to be accepted by cab drivers? I bet the cab drivers would never settle for a level playing field. Roger, suck it up and accept the outcome. Tom, this council on the whole has been nothing but a pass the buck, make no decisions, and defer anything for further fact-finding, costing further expenses to taxpayer dollars. They need to grow a set and get things done. And then, hey, Greg, can you give Roger a message from me?
Oh, it's a nothing.
10:46 is our time. All right, your thoughts. So they walked it back. No. We walked that comment back. We're not leaving London. But Uber appears to be there to stay. No cameras required. Feel your thoughts when we come back. 1-877-610-2582, 905-688-2582, #610 on the Bell Mobility Network. Email address, tmcflmedia.ca. Text message, 101290 or 61010. Back with more after this.
Oh, it's a nothing.
This is the Tom McConnell Show. Follow Tom McConnell on Twitter at the TMC Show. News Talk 1290, CJBK. You're listening to Tom McConnell on News Talk 1290, CJBK.
Is our time. The real threat Uber presents is not to drivers, I believe. It's to the taxi companies. Here's a way for me to contact someone else to get me from A to B without government regulation or involvement. And while there has to be some sort of minimum standard, you know, I'm not a proponent of the cameras in cars. Although I know the insurance industry, as I said earlier, well, not today, but this is where we're going. We have cameras everywhere in our society. Eventually, we're going to have cameras on the inside of our car. What were you doing when you were driving? Were you texting? Oh, eating chili, were you? Bob in London, how are you?
How are you?
I'm great. Well, Uber said no cameras. City Council agreed with them, and now it looks like Uber's there to stay. Your thoughts on the matter?
Well, I listened to your interview with Roger Carancy. I last spoke to Roger on the air about this, maybe about a year and a half ago, and I have to tell you, the conversation hasn't moved one inch forward.
He's an advocate for the taxi association.
Absolutely, and he's looking for a monopoly, which shouldn't be tolerable in our society. The cab companies have been running on crony politics ever since they were established, and I can speak from personal experience. When through Freedom Party and the Middlesex Taxpayers Coalition and Steve Orser and Barry Wells, we got together to fight that taxi monopoly back in the 1980s, and there was no way to do it. You know, taxi drivers have to pay extortion fees to people who hold licenses, private people. My dentist had one of these licenses.
A medallion.
Yeah. And he got 700 and something bucks a month for holding that thing. I'm thinking, well, where are we living in serfdom and slavery? That somebody has to ask permission and pay that amount of money a month, and yet the cabbies want to keep themselves in this condition because they think they're getting ahead of the game by you know, restricting themselves to the point where they can't act as long as they're protected from competition. And this idea that Roger Carancy says, well, consumer safety is our number one concern, that's pure BS, and you know what competitor in their right mind would want their competition to bring their standards up so they can compete better with them? What he should be doing is advertising. If cabs are so much better, tell people and explain the difference, but they're not doing that, are they?
The other thing is, the cab companies, they always point out, look at this Uber driver who's charged with this. How many cab drivers have been charged with heinous and awful things over the years? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, just because an Uber driver gets charged, which is not great, cab drivers have been charged with everything against their customers
over
the years.
And I've driven cabs, or driven in cabs, that are totally so not roadworthy. It's one of the main reasons I don't get in them.
Bob, have a great day.
You take care.
Johnny, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Well, me, I believe in having order.
Law and order, Johnny.
Law and order. Yep, yep. May not be good, but it's better than nothing.
Right.
And with these drivers, what I've seen and what I've heard about them is that I noticed your man there that came on, he didn't mention about the cocaine-sniffing Uber driver, right? Yeah, right. So, Cameron,
sorry, I got something.
Absolutely, in these vehicles, I don't care what kind of a taxi it is.
So, no taxi driver has ever done cocaine or illicit.
I didn't say that.
Right.
I didn't say that. What I said is that the Uber driver was caught doing the cocaine. Now, I don't want him in any car.
Okay.
Right? And there should be, with particularly women alone, getting into these cabs. Whatever. They should have. There should be cameras. Now, I don't know why this guy is beefing about, but what cheeses me off the most, if the guy you had on, the interview had on, if he's telling the truth about the councilman, right, being harassed, basically, by these people that want Uber, then he has no guts. And he should have the courage of his convictions to stand for what he believes in, right or wrong,
yep,
or in his own opinion. But to say that he's intimidated by this, I saw this clown, and I did just a clown from this Uber in Toronto on the TV. And I thought to myself, I take you and batter your head in. A loud mouth, when I see that Spicer, I see these people, they're all the same, Trump bullies. And this guy, well, he wouldn't bully me, but I can tell you, if this man was bullied by Uber, he should step down from his council place because he does not have the courage of his convictions. Tom, you have to have order. I heard you there about
but
the lady.
But what disorder is Uber bringing? There's no disorder. It's not.
But they're not playing by the same rules, are they?
Well, they don't have cameras in the car. That seems
okay.
To be.
Well, I'm just saying. They should have cameras. Don't you think you should have a camera in the car with women alone?
No.
You don't?
No. Should cameras be everywhere?
I didn't say that. I said, cameras, this is a taxi driver.
Right.
These are public. There's people forever and ever giving you YouTube, whatever, about the drivers in Toronto on the buses.
Yeah.
Now, I believe this. Look, you cannot have a guy in there playing with texting and whatever, right?
Okay, but then cameras should be in every car, then.
If the camera records it, you're working. That's
right.
It.
All right, but a camera would then be in every car, Johnny. Right? We also know who the driver is and who the... Are we going to have cameras everywhere because men are in position to be alone with women? I hope not. Is this the next step? Is it Al?
It's Alex. How are you, buddy?
Oh, good. How are you? What do you think? All right, so, I mean, Uber's been in Niagara for a while. In London last night, just passed the final hurdle. It's like, all right, no cameras needed in the Ubers. So what do you think?
Tom, 2 points. Number one, it's interesting when you see legislators who basically set rules for businesses to operate, and then a disruptor comes into the market, and those same legislatures come up with different rules. And so my first point is just to make sure that if there's going to be a rule for one party, there should be a rule for another. There are costs that are associated with these legislative rules that govern business.
Fair enough.
And I'm all for just a level playing field. That being said, during the last couple of elections that we've seen, the Prime Minister in Canada and the President in the United States, I found that losers concentrate on winners and winners concentrate on winning. And so these guys who have the opportunity to get on your airspace, instead of plugging how progressive they are and what a better product they have, they're concentrating on Uber, which actually perpetuates the Uber phenomenon. And they couldn't pay for better advertising. It's airspace. I pay a lot of money for commercials on your esteemed station. And at the end of the day, these guys are getting free plugs every time the taxi industry has an opportunity to plug their product. They plug Uber. And I think it's a missed opportunity. You have to get progressive. There's a disruptor in the market. They have failed to amalgamate and actually pool together resources to make their product cutting edge. And they should have the competitive advantage. They've been the establishment for so many years, and yet they fail to get cutting edge, to amalgamate, to work together. And certainly the focus is not on being progressive. The focus is on Uber, and that's a miscue in my mind.
Alex, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Ben.
10:59 is our time. Johnny, there are female drivers. There's the answer right there. 10:59 is our time. More on this when we come back, but your news is standing by next. 7 minutes after 11 o'clock. Tom, taxis are dodo birds. Tom, does Johnny know you still have the option to ride either one? Tom, I'm a taxi driver in St. Catharines. I've heard a few of your callers complain of unroadworthy taxis as a reason for not wanting to take taxis. Let me make this clear. Here in Niagara, taxis can't be more than 10 years old and have to undergo a very strict safety every 6 months. Our taxis are roadworthy and safe. Tom, I said it last week, and I'll say it again. I don't like the way Uber hijacked the industry, but I must admit, I enjoy them leading councils and governments around by the nose. Michelle says, I say give it up, Roger. Uber won, and it's time for the city to loosen the noose it has around the taxi industry so that taxis can begin to improve their services to compete with Uber, which is a fantastic alternative and one that the taxi industry should strive to emulate. But before I go back to the phones, let me end on this last text. I don't bother to call you because it's very clear you are totally against the taxi industry. But it seems you all forget about one major safety matter. When a young girl gets in Uber car, how do you know that driver won't assault her? Well, she's passed out in the car, which I've seen it numerous times. So you've seen numerous sexual assaults? Have you reported these to police? Not sexual assault. I've seen drunk girls passed out in my car, which are very vulnerable to be sexually assaulted. Here, the camera can prevent a big role to prevent. That is a safety concern repeatedly brought up. I do not share that safety concern. However, I am not a young woman. That's not to say it doesn't exist. I have daughters. I hope that threat isn't there, but we have to realize it is. But then, do we then just go to maybe we have taken, you know, if something happens, I know exactly who the driver is. I have a record of that. There are situations where men and women are going to be alone together or in vulnerable situations. I don't think we can completely eliminate that. We can minimize it. We can reduce it. But do we need to have cameras everywhere? In this case, I don't think we do. I don't think we do. Tom, was that a pun going to commercial? You said more on this to come. Or did you mean more on this to come? I thought you were having Roger back on. LOL. No, I was not. That was not what was happening. Murray, how are you? Murray, how are you? Murray! Hello, Murray. You're on the air. Murray, how are you?
How you doing, Tom?
I'm good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. All right, so...
Yeah, you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I'm an Uber driver. I drove taxi years ago. I've talked to Andy on this issue quite a bit, a number of times, because I had a group called the Uber Partners of London, and we organized that a few weeks ago. Several points, all the different callers you got. We got to realize that our children have embraced Uber as an alternative to get home. And any time that you should feel safe that your children have chosen this rather than possibly drinking and driving. We've had a couple of horrific accidents in London the last couple of while, and there's been deaths in both of them, and alcohol was involved in both. 75% of my Uber customers are women. They trust it. the callers also have to realize that Uber maps out every trip. I've had girls pass out in the back seat of my car. I know where they're going because they've pre-programmed it. I wake them up when I get there. If there's any question tomorrow where I went, they can see it on the map. It'll be emailed to them. The taxi business in London is fragmented so bad that we've got 4 or 5 companies now. They should all try to get together because they're fragmented so bad they can't service our city. Any questions?
Yeah. What about, there seems to be from some, and this was echoed by, to some degree, to Roger and some of the cab drivers, that without a camera, women who are in a vulnerable state, let's say they've been drinking, women are in a vulnerable state and then more apt to be sexually assaulted by drivers, you know, for Uber, without the cameras, which appears, you know, they're claiming, well, the cameras are a good deterrent. How do you respond to that?
I don't see any, like, evidence that this is, like, there's been thousands of Uber drivers across Canada. This should have come up by now. You know, there's millions of calls. Like, we just don't see the stats. I don't see it.
And again, even if I'm a cab driver with a camera there, should I take the fare out of the cab, I can sexually assault them away from the vehicle, and it's not captured on camera.
Just put your hat over the camera.
Yeah.
And Maureen Cassidy brought that up. She was in a cab, and there's stuff dangling on the camera. Maureen Cassidy brought that up. At the first meeting a couple weeks ago, she mentioned that she's in a guy and the guy's got stuff hanging on the camera. How effective is that? The camera, like you said before, I said to Andy, where do we go with this camera? Do we put it in variety stores? Do we mandate that every Timmy's has it? Do we have it in every nook and corner that we've got? Bars? Do we put cameras in bars? You know, where do you end?
Well, that's it.
How many sexual assaults are in bars? How many girls are groped in a bar?
I think it's going to be the insurance companies who are going to insist on a camera in cabs, and that's going to be the one where you're like, when the insurance company says it, then you'll follow it. But now it's not insurance
company. They never did, like Maureen Cassidy says. London is one of the few cities in Canada with cameras in taxis. If you go across, like, I don't think Woodstock has cameras. I don't think these little towns have cameras in their taxis.
I don't believe here in Niagara we have cameras.
That's right. So the insurance company's not demanding it.
Yeah. I know. I bring it up because we have cameras. Now we have dashboard cams and we can see everything outside. But the biggest problem is the person on the inside of a private car, the driver. Eventually, we're going to have cameras on the inside to see what you were doing while you were driving. Were you on the phone? Were you texting? Were you drinking? Were you drinking milk? Were you having a chili? Whatever. That's when the insurance companies start demanding it, you'll see change. But when city councils, for the safety of passengers, demand it, but there's lots of passengers. I have a text right now. I'm a young woman, and I feel very safe in an Uber. I know who the driver is, their vehicle, and their license plate. If I feel unsafe, I can take a screenshot and send it to my boyfriend or my parents. If anything, the Uber drivers I have had have been more pleasant and friendly than cab drivers. I'm also often invited to sit in the front seat, which I feel is safer than being kept in the back. Thought I would share this perspective with you.
Yeah, I hear that every day because, like I said, 75% of our fares are women, so they trust. Women only trust 2 things, Tom, that you know of. They trust safety, and I mean, they'll pay up. They'll pay up for safety and fashion. And they're paying up for Uber.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Murray, I got to leave it there, but that's thanks for your perspective. I appreciate it. All right, Scott, let me get you in. How are you?
Hey, Tom. I've said this to you earlier, it's not surprising that you have Roger Crancy on, which I like to call Outrage for Hire. He was the spokesperson for the restaurants when food trucks were being debated and brought up a whole bunch of fear-mongering as far as food trucks were concerned. And what happened? I think only 4 people applied for licenses. When are they going to understand that it's the customer that wants to use Uber? And like Bob Metz said perfectly, if they really care about safety, they would promote the fact that they have cameras. And I don't think that they should be they should be forced to have cameras anyway. I think that it should be made optional, and the regulations on taxis should be brought down. But no, Roger and the Taxi Association doesn't want that. They want it protected.
Scott, have a great day.
You do.
Hey, Tom, our taxis in Niagara do have cameras. Nick. Oh, okay. Tom, just make everyone wear a GoPro. Problem solved. That's our society. Great. Everyone's got a GoPro. 17 minutes after 11. All right, more of your thoughts. 1-877-610-2582, 905-688-2582. Pound 610 on the Bell Mobility Network. Tom, I now drive with Uber, and the first thing I did was install a camera for the safety of my passenger and myself. The camera records inside and out of the vehicle. Tom, cameras are put in cabs in London to protect the drivers, not the riders. Tom, Uber is not an alternative to the taxi industry. It is part of the taxi industry. They call it ride sharing, but if it looks, walks, and acts like a duck, then it is a duck. Uber is a taxi service, maybe more efficient, but still a taxi service, and should be regulated the same as the traditional taxi industry. Although they don't pick up street fares, and there is an identification process, right? That you know as a driver exactly who you're picking up, and as a passenger, you know exactly who the driver is. Boy, would I love to be a fly on the headrest and with a GoPro strapped on for the first ride Roger Carancy takes in an Uber under whatever fake name he chooses to set up. That's funny. Tom, I work in an industry that dealt with both UNITA and Yellow Taxi. The cameras do capture a lot, plus what the car sees out front. There was an instance where a driver hit a walker, and the driver said the guy walked out in front of the car. The police looked back at the recording, and the driver fell asleep at the wheel. Also, these taxis are pretty much owned by mechanic shops that do their own safety checks. So, yeah, some out there are bad, and all they do is cover the engine light with black tape. We had one car that would not go into reverse, so I understand why people take Uber. But the camera is beat with it to see more than just the passenger. Tom, sure, Roger's a hired gun, but cameras prove innocence as well as guilt. Roger's only doing what his employers want him to do, or they fire him. Cameras and licenses cost cabbies money as mandated by bylaws in the municipality. Uber isn't mandated by bylaws that are enforced in London, are they? Now that's the key point. There are costs to the taxi industry that Uber does not have the same. Insurance has been solved. Safety and regulation, fine. But should then cameras be required in taxis, if not in Uber? The only point is, there are not the same safety checks in a cab that there are in Uber. Jim, how are you?
Hey, Tom. A couple of quick points I just wanted to touch on. I haven't heard anybody bring up yet. What about the insurance issue? I haven't heard anybody mention that.
I think we've solved that.
By commercial insurance.
I thought one of the companies, like Aviva, came out with a policy that they're supposed to have. And I thought we had ride-sharing insurance now available in this province, but I will check on that.
Okay. The other thing I heard, the city was looking at charging a brokerage fee of $20,000 per car. Did they drop that?
Oh, I don't know about that. $20,000 a car?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was at the last meeting that was brought up.
Okay.
And the other thing now does this make Uber legal to operate in London? Is Oris Katolik and his cast of his followers, are they going to stop setting up phony accounts and harassing the drivers?
I imagine it's here to stay. I imagine that the final requirement was the cameras, right?
Yeah.
I think, and that has dropped it, so I think they're here.
That's bonus. That's good.
All right, there you go.
Thank you.
All right, no problem. Uber drivers in Ontario get Intact Financial. That's it. Intact Financial is providing insurance once you turn on your app as a driver, then the Intact Financial turns on, then it's... that's pretty smart, eh? Right? All right, there you go. So Intact Financial. Al, how are you?
Okay, how are you doing, Tom?
I'm well. All right, what are your thoughts on this?
I've been at most of the city council meetings for a long time, and this came up. The one thing the gentleman mentioned about this $20,000 per car,
yeah,
there was a lot of different parts to that. It depended whether they had, you know, so many cars in their fleet or not so many. There was a big issue, but I think that could drop down anyways. I think it got voted down.
Okay.
But at the meeting last night, I sat in front of some of the taxi cab drivers. I sat beside some Uber drivers, and I was listening to what was going on. This is really not about cameras. Cameras is the sidebar that this whole issue is about. What this whole issue is about is these taxi cab drivers, because of the City of London in the past, has allowed taxi cab plates to climb in price. So you figure if you want to run a taxi cab, you're going to pay $50,000 to $60,000 for a plate.
Right.
So basically, these guys are putting part mortgages on their houses in order to afford these plates. Well, because Uber has come in, they've taken out of their share. So now their income is lower, and they've got these big expenses that they still have to pay.
If you're a medallion at 50 or 60, it's worth nowhere near that now.
Now it's not, no.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what does the bank say about that, eh? Now these plates are worth virtually nothing. And, you know, how many of these taxi cab drivers could claim bankruptcy and just throw their plate away, right?
All right, so here is what Australia did in one state, and I believe Aussie Phil told us about this. For every Uber drive that was taken, they tacked on a dollar, and then they slowly paid off the excess amount on the plates. So the guys who had the medallions were made whole, right? And then they didn't lose their life savings. Cause that's a taxi, if you're own taxi medallions and it's not an investment, cause there's lots of owner operators, I can understand how you are so angry that the government has now legalized a business that has just ruined your investment. In Australia, they retired the plates, or they paid off the plates with Uber rides, which is a fairly decent way to do it.
The other thing that the city hasn't looked at here, and a lot of people haven't, they have basically, by allowing these plates, and let me tell you, they're only owned by a handful of people, okay? Like, they're not owned by, every taxi cab driver doesn't own his own plate. A lot of these plates are owned by the same people, and they rent them out to the taxi cab drivers, and I think the price is $75 per shift.
Yeah.
So that cab driver, when he gets in, he's got to pay $75 just for the use of that plate, right, per shift. Now, they are the only business in this city that I know of that the city has regulated. Could you imagine? I own an automotive repair garage. I would love the city to say, hey, there's no more automotive repair garage licenses being issued for the next 4 years. Because what would that do to my business? It starts to monopolize the business, right?
Yep.
And that's what's happened over the years with taxi cabs. So finally, competition has come in, which competition is healthy. They're at half the price because these people aren't paying as much to the top company, which these cabbies are paying huge fees to them. You know? Now they're getting away with it at cheaper rates. It's not because they're stupid. It's because they're smart, right? You know, they cut all their expenses through the top levels for cabs, have sat in the gravy train, you know, the owners of these cabs and that for years and years and years, and now that's being taken away. So they're, of course they're going to be upset, but you know what? We have to move on with the future. The future moves ahead. And the next step is, because of technology, how many times have you complained, oh, I can't believe that laptop, like, the technology, it just keeps advancing every 6 months.
Yep.
While it is advanced here. And society does not want to go ahead with it. And let me tell you talk about big changes here. If you look back 18 months ago, we are in the exact same spot that we were 18 months ago, except now they've said, oh, you don't have to have a camera. No big differences have happened. 18 months of debate at taxpayers' dollars, and all the time spent on this at taxpayers' dollars to be exactly back where the same spot is where we are today. And on top of that, they reduced the price for licensing to the City of London last night by half price. I don't know if you got that. It was $110 a year before, $10 a month to drive these cabs and that with the City of London. It is now $60, payable quarterly.
Al, I got to leave it there, but thanks for your input. I really appreciate it. 11:30 is our time. Your news is next. Mike, in an email, please tell Mr. Carancy, blah, blah, blah. He spouted off the same talking points over and over and over again. The taxi industry is not as much concerned about the safety of riders than they are trying to make a barrier to entry for a driver that works between 10 and 15 hours a week. His only concern is to protect an antiquated monopoly. By the way, he did resign from the mayor's race 2 weeks prior to the election and gave his support to Paul Cheng. Oh, that's right. Thank you. Michael. Oh, let me see where I'm at. Tom, you have kids. Taking Uber away would be like taking candy out of your kid's mouth. Okay. Comes right down to it, Tom. If you don't change with the times and pay attention to your business, you're going to be left in the dust. I had a major competitor coming to the City of London with the business I own. I had to buckle down and work harder and smarter, and nobody came to my rescue. Tom, you just said that Uber drivers know who their passengers are. Do they receive a picture of their passenger before pickup? If not, then all they have is an address and credit card info and can't guarantee their identity. Fair enough. I have a picture of the driver. We don't have a picture of the passenger. But you have to use a credit card. Unless you're saying there's all stolen credit cards and Uber is a tech company and doesn't get paid, right, on a stolen credit card. The vast majority, the overwhelming majority of people in a cab are using legitimate credit cards, I would believe. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. You're from Central Taxi?
Yeah, in Niagara Falls.
How?
Just wanted to let you know.
Okay.
Someone that called way back said that, we can only have a, if your car's over 10 years, you got to get rid of it. So most of our cars in the fleet right now, they're all brand new. Like me, myself, I'm driving a hybrid. Okay? Second of all, these cameras, we got them all in all the cars and the vans, and they go outside and inside. They're not only to protect the customers, they're to protect the drivers as well. Now, we also deal with special needs kids all day long, and the Niagara School Board wouldn't trust us with their kids if we were supposed to have this bad reputation. Do you understand?
Yep. Do you have a problem
we also accept visas and credit cards.
Yeah.
We have the machines in the cars. If you guys really want to use a credit card, that's fine too. But Uber only accepts credit cards. That means there's a lot of people out there that don't have credit cards.
Do you feel that Uber is your biggest competitor or the illegal speedy cab industry?
Well, the illegal speedy cab industry has been around for so long. And guess what? Uber was one of them. All of a sudden, Hudak takes them into the falls and now they're legal now? So anyways, my point is speedy's always been a problem for us, but if they're going to be around, let's all just get along, okay? Like, there's a lot of people that still need taxi drivers.
Oh, yeah.
These people got to stop putting down these taxi drivers. We're not all bad, you know what I mean? There's a lot of Uber drivers that I've heard in the news that got charged for stuff as well.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I just feel like everybody should just get along, you know what I mean?
Dan, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
David, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You got a comment about Uber?
Well, you know, I drive for Central Taxi as well.
Okay.
And the one advantage that we do have in our cars with our debit machines, if you will,
yeah,
is that you can actually pre-approve a credit card or pre-approve a debit card before the actual trip takes place.
Okay, just like pre-approving, if I wanted to purchase gasoline, to make sure there's enough in the account.
That's correct. So in other words, people can jump into the taxi and say, listen, I think I want to use my Visa. Can I check the balance in my account?
Okay.
And they can actually swipe their card and hit check balance, and their balance will show either positive or negative or whatever it may be.
Okay.
But one thing I am thinking, though, Tom, that may just solve all of this.
All right, then. Here we go.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay. I think what we need to do is bring Donald Trump up here from the U.S.
Okay.
And let him regulate our industry, and then we'll see exactly where we are.
All right. Fair enough. How has the last year been with Uber in this area for you?
To tell you the truth, with some of my fellow drivers that are in Niagara Falls, they have noticed a difference.
Yeah.
I'm down in the Fort Erie area, but by and large, with my own experience, I tell you, I have to applaud some of the Uber drivers solely because some of them cannot cross the border. So what they're doing with their passengers that they're bringing from the Falls of Toronto, Hamilton, etc., is they are calling my company, they are meeting up with me in a parking lot, and then they are transferring their fare to my vehicle, Central Taxi,
yeah,
and then I am taking them across the border. And they have been nothing but polite and courteous. And also, it's an extension of their fare that I'm also receiving. So by and large, my experience has been very positive with these drivers.
All right. David, I appreciate your input. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Just take a chance. Don't ask me why.
52 minutes after 11 o'clock. Stop crushing taxi drivers. You are prejudiced because most of us are middle people and immigrants. We have families. Why don't you drive for Uber? No boss. Well, except the Uber boss, right? More freedom. Unless you, again, if you bought a medallion, and I think I was clear, and lost your investment, I sympathize for you. Aussie Phil pointed out a program where they took some Uber money and retired the medallions. Gwyneth, how are you?
Good, good, Tom. I never did hear the outcome of Uber our city taxis. I gather that they don't have to put these cameras because it isn't a law.
No, Uber does not have to put cameras. That was voted on just last night.
Good, because I waited and it went off the air and I never did find out. But that's good because London, I'm from London, although I lived in other cities, they do seem to really resent any type of competition. And I know that students like this. And the fares for the cabs, I mean, I have drive my own car, but are... compared to Ottawa, I was told, are much higher. They brought their fares down. Are you there?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's competition in London.
Yep.
It's always been sort of they don't like competition, and it's a very reserved city. It's almost boring. they do need these guys, and someone called in. I heard that they have a lot of people from different lands that are driving Uber. So it's just not the taxi companies.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's equal opportunity employers almost. Is it Sagai? Am I pronouncing the name right?
That's right. Hi. A while ago, you just mentioned it. Uber drivers invited you to sit in the front.
Right.
Did any taxi driver ever refuse it? Let you sit in the front? I don't know why you are biased against a taxi.
I'm not.
And now you are just doing free commercial for Uber. I don't know why. Thank you.
We've had a number of taxi drivers come on to talk about their various products. Have we not? I just thought it was interesting that the requirement of one is not the requirement of another, but do we really need that requirement at all? I would say taxis. I don't know if you need cameras in the least. JW, how are you?
Morning. How you doing?
I'm well.
Yes, JW, self-appointed mayor of Thorold, since you can't find the real one. But in my mind, anyways, I think cabbies get a bad rap. Over 90% of the accidents are caused by other people or the vehicles simply break down. But what concerns me is I had to take a car in a blizzard from the hospital back to Thorold, and they have a laptop sitting there. And, like, didn't we have a lot of talk about distracting driving a while back? Like, I'm this guy drove me home safely, but he's got this thing going. Like, it's like he's driving and looking at a laptop at the same time. And, like, there's all these things about distracted driving. But what about that? Same deal, no seat belts in school buses. Right. But isn't that a form of distracted driving?
Well, yeah, I would say so. Andy, how are you?
I'm well, Tom. How are you?
I'm well.
You know, and I appreciate you having this conversation about the taxis. Obviously, the traditional taxi drivers feel threatened by the Uber model. But what's unfortunate, Tom, having sat on the police board and gone through this to get to where we are here in Niagara, what's unfortunate is the drivers are not actually pointing the finger at the real source of the problem. The source of the problem, as you know, Tom, is the ownership and the guys who broker out the licenses. The guys at the top of the taxi companies, which have been, for all intents and purposes, running monopolies, are making out like bandits. It's been a cash pig, the taxi system in Ontario, for the last 20 or 30 years. Now, unfortunately, because you have this new competitor on the block, Uber, taxi drivers are pointing their fingers sideways at Uber. They should be pointing it up that the people who they've been renting their cabs from, and they've been charged, you know, the daily rate or whatever, are the ones who are making all the money. These people need to adjust at the top and offer these vehicles at a lower rate. And guess what? They're going to have to adjust the competition. The drivers are getting caught in the middle. I feel for that. But the problem is not competition. The problem is the people at the top don't want to make less money.
Andy, thanks for the call. Clark, let me squeeze you in. I got only about 30 seconds, though. You're an Uber driver.
I am. And a friend of mine drives for both one of the major cab companies here and Uber. The other day, he drove 10 hours for the cab company, made a certain amount of money, drove 3 hours for Uber, made the same amount of money. 60% of what he makes in his cab goes to the owner. 75% of what he makes in the Uber goes in his pocket.
Pretty easy to make that calculation. Well, if you do the math, it's easy. Thank you, sir. 59 minutes after 11.
Gentlemen!
Quick break in the program.